It's Emma, and with the Wimbledon tournament about to begin, I'm chatting with Chris Morton from Newmills Tennis Club. Well, thanks for joining us, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the club?
Yeah, we're actually a club based in the High Peak. We're part of Newmills Bowls Cricket and Tennis Club, so we've got all three sections there. And there's a tennis section itself has been going for quite a few years, and I have to get the exact date for a number, but it's been going for a few decades, and it's part of an intersection club.
Yeah, and what have you got planned over the coming months?
We've got a few interesting events planned, actually. The first of them is coming up on Saturday the 8th of July, which we've got a men's open singles tournament, which is open to anyone. They don't have to be a club member. At £6 for entry, we've got a maximum of 16. That's based upon the fact we've got three courts. We have to configure the waiting time so that we can get the whole thing done in a day. If the two people that get through to the final feel that they can't walk after we want match to go, then they can always play in another day if they want to. But generally, we try and get it done all on the same day. Yeah. In addition to that, we've got as part of the Newmills Festival in September, which is on Sunday the 10th, we've got an open day running between 11 and 3 called Rusty Rackets, and the idea is that people that haven't played for a long time can come down and try the club out and pick up a tennis racket again.
Yeah, what sort of advice would you give to somebody in that position, just to come along and just give it a go, or?
I think the first thing is just if they've got a racket that they haven't used for a very long time, that might not be still suitable for playing tennis with. I mean, the first thing is obviously see how they feel hitting the ball. Tennis is largely about movement. It's, I think if you were to break it down, it's a third movement, a third mental side of the game, and a third striking the ball. So a lot of the time it's just getting used to actually how you're moving to the ball, and then thereafter what the technique is, I think.
And obviously during Wimbledon, do you see a rise in the interest in tennis then?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, that, because it depends. Actually, a lot depends on the year. Over various years, you might have, say, World Cup football on, the weather might not be so great, and then there could be, say, the Olympics on. In addition, trying to push people towards tennis is harder, but I'd say, you know, if the weather's decent, you know, if Murray's doing well like he did last year, we had a lot of extra interest. Kids thinking they might want to try tennis, you know, on the back of other sports. So the football season's finished, they might be playing cricket, and they might want to try tennis for the first time. I mean, it does vary from year to year. I mean, the interest pushes up about now, sort of like June, July, and tails off a little bit over the summer holidays. It just depends.
Yeah, because I was going to ask about the success of Andy Murray and Johanna Konta now in the women's game. Do you think that will have an impact?
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, and the fact that Murray has won as consistently, he's like world number one, he had a very good year last year. And then on the back of his success, you know, we've got Johanna Konta, who's definitely capable of winning the Grand Slam, maybe Wimbledon. And then behind them are some British players coming through, you know, into the top 50 as well. So they're not alone. And then behind that, there's a lot of depth in terms of the players, the young players that are developing as well. So I think generally the interest is picking up again, and from, you know, things like park tennis, if kids can play in the local parks, not necessarily join a tennis club to start off with, it depends where they might be, and hopefully get access to regular tennis, regular coaching, and then take it from there. And if the parents can, on the back of that, if the parents can become interested, that's great as well.
So where should people go for more information?
There's a variety of places. I mean, I think a lot of people these days on social media. We haven't set up on Twitter yet, which I think probably will do fairly soon, but we're on Facebook. We've got quite a nice Facebook page and a Facebook profile as well, so people just type it in. They can find us very easily. We've got a website as well. It's actually quite long. It's quite not easy to give you. If people just type into Google, there's actually a couple, because we changed a website address last year, so people just type into a search engine, Newmills Tennis Club, they'll find us, and we've got a couple of listings as well in the via a few of sports websites, so there's various ways of finding us.
That's great. Well, we look forward to seeing a bit more tennis over the coming months.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time.